always, you are tuning into our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Before we get into today's story, I just wanted to note for all our loyal listeners out there that I'm a little bit under the weather, so please bear with me this week as I try to overcome this nasty cold. With that being said, on this episode of Township's Daily News Bits, I had the opportunity to sit down with Francis Laramie, Executive Director of the Brome Missisquoi Perkins Foundation, who chats with us about the foundation's 30 years, which they are marking with a new look and a new logo. So Francis, the BMP Foundation is celebrating 30 years of work to ensure the quality healthcare at the BMP Hospital. As the Executive Director of the foundation, you must be so proud.
Yes, I am quite proud of all the accomplishment that has been made so far, both through the foundation, but foremost at the hospital. We're very fortunate to have people who care so much about their local hospital and having healthcare close to their homes. It's a great feeling.
Now, do you have some knowledge on the history of the BMP Foundation and how this foundation came to be all those years ago?
Well, the history is quite an interesting one because at the beginning, the hospital started out as a hotel that was bought by the local healthcare community and the community, and then it slowly evolved with additions and new services throughout the years, and it's in 1993 that our foundation was officially created and incorporated, if I can say so, and then that there was an interface for philanthropy to help upgrade our healthcare here in Brome Missisquoi. Starting from 1993, well, it all went upwards. We added a new pavilion. We added the birthing pavilion, not to be mentioned. We added an oncology clinic. We also added an orthopedic clinic. So those are all realizations that were done and upgraded throughout the years continuously and because of the generosity of our donors.
Wow, and now 30 years later, here we are.
Yes, exactly.
Now, to celebrate the foundation's 30 years, you are announcing a new look and a new logo. Can you speak to us a little bit about that and why the foundation thought it was time to change things up?
That's a good question. We thought that the timing was an excellent one with our latest major fundraising campaign that came to an end in 2022. And also, it was coinciding with our 30th anniversary. Therefore, we thought it was a great opportunity to upgrade the look and make it more zen, more modern as well. But our main train of thought when we did the new logo is that we wanted to bring out the attachment that people have to their hospitals, and that is because of generosity of people, either donors or volunteers or partners, that we're still able to be there. So that's why we see the two little leaves with a heart shape in them. And they are linked with a little link between the two of them. So that represents like the link between the people who care about their hospital. So that's what we wanted to bring forward. And for the last 30 years, our logo was a tree. So therefore, we felt that we couldn't just decide to change from something completely different. We still wanted to have a continuity with the past.
Yes. So you kind of kept the leaf for that reason. Is that what I'm getting?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, apart from this new look and logo, does the foundation have other plans to mark its 30 years? For example, do you have any new projects, initiatives, or events that will be launched this year? I know there's always so much going on with the BMP Foundation.
That is true. We always have something on the stove, as we can use that expression. But we would also like to, in the idea of putting our donors first, take the time to rethink our recognition program. So we will have announcements to our donors along the year with new ways to recognize their involvement and to be more also fair throughout the recognitions of people. We will also have a special event that details will be coming soon that will also underline the 30th anniversary of the foundation. While you were asking, we also want this year to implement one action at a time, social responsibility action one at a time, to better take care of the environment also throughout the activities that the foundation does and throughout our general operation at the foundation. So slowly we will be able to unveil a policy that will include all the little these little things on a day-to-day basis that we will start to do. Foremost, all the new stationery for the foundation will have been produced on recycled paper and certified FSC materials.
Okay, so you're just trying to limit the impact that you have on the environment, basically.
That's true, exactly.
Okay. Are there any projects going on that, do you have any projects that you would like to speak to us about that will be going on this year, or is that something that you're waiting for a later date?
Well, we are always purchasing new equipment for the BMP hospital. The need for those new technologies and new training programs are always continuous. More for more major developing program, we are in talks with our partner, the CSS Trichu, to identify needs and to be there to answer whenever a proper project can be put on the rails. As we know, it is difficult to plan to project ourselves very far ahead in time because we have a lot of changes on a day-to-day basis. Everybody has them lately. So therefore, we want to take it one step at a time and come back to make an announcement whenever those are all solidified.
Now, as executive director, what are your hopes moving forward with the foundation?
We want to strengthen our bonds with the community and our donors. We also want to try to bring the best that we can to the hospital. That's always our main goal. That's our essence. That's why we come into work every day. Therefore, we hope that even though we are facing strong challenges, that we'll be able to still have major impacts for the next 30 years, because what all that we have done in the past 30 years is quite extraordinary for a community of our size. So therefore, if we can do just as good or even better, that would be quite a thrilling future.
Yes. Now, those are all the questions that I had for you, Francis, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention about the BMP Foundation's 30 years or anything else going on that you think would be important for the community to know about.
What I could say is to stay tuned on our social media and our newsletters, and I actually forgot to mention that we have launched our completely new redesigned website. So it is online right now, so people can go and see the upgrades and the new colors of our trademark as well as the new logo. And last but not least, a big thank you to everybody who supports us, who comes out and reaches out to help us. We wouldn't be able to do everything we do for the hospital without our donors, volunteers, and partners.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Francis, as always.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.